AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey guys, welcome into Keep It About Ball from ZBR, daily sports betting talk with me, Zach of ZBR. I'm an amateur bettor and a casual fan, so please do not take this as official advice. I'm just here to share my betting journey. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube at ZBR Sports so we can grow our channel and hit our goal of 50 subscribers. And as always, thank you guys for listening. About 4:30 a.m. on this Monday morning. I hope you guys wake up and do the best you can knowing it's going to be the Chiefs and the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Really, the Super Bowl nobody wanted. I think everybody would have rather seen the underdog Lions make it there, and definitely would have rather seen the Ravens rather than the Chiefs. But, you know, script does what script wants, so we are where we are. It looks like we're getting the Chiefs versus the 49ers. Go 49ers. But I already know Shanahan's going to choke it away. And that's that. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. I want to start real quickly. Did not plan to get on about this, but I got like 5 notifications about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Like specifically about that from ESPN yesterday. Like, come on, like, I don't want those. I don't want football notifications. If I wanted those notifications, I would download the fucking People Magazine app. I don't know the E News. Or some shit. I don't care. ESPN, please, just if you want to send me some Kelce stats, whatever. I get that. All right, sure, yeah, fair enough. Let's do it, but. Let's jump into this Chiefs versus Ravens game real quick. I was able to watch most of this one, and the Ravens ultimately blew it. If you take like 2 or 3 moments, like the Zay Flowers fumble after his taunting penalty, that defender that clotheslined Mahomes for like, I don't know what he was trying to do there. And then Lamar's dumb pick at the end. There were just definitely some dumb moves by the Ravens. Like, there were definitely some bad calls and no calls for the Ravens. There's a couple no pass interference calls that definitely should have been called. And, you know, I know going into the game that the referee crew that was selected for that was notorious for home teams being really bad for and calling more flags on home teams than away teams. So we saw that going on there, I think, quite in action. But all that said, though, the Ravens lost this one. They had chances to overcome some of those bad calls and made just dumb plays instead. Like, Zay, why are you sacrificing the ball like that? You don't have to do that. You take that ball down and you just made that big plays. Get the ball down. Yeah, you're taking points in the playoffs. Like, you don't sacrifice like that. And Lamar at the end, I think he was just trying to be a hero. I don't really know what he was thinking. That was like 3 guys he threw into. So you can't put it all on the refs here. The Ravens could have easily overcame this. On the other side, Mahomes didn't have an incompletion going into the second quarter. Ended up going 30 for 39, 241 yards, touchdown. He leaned on who else? You know, the Pfizer boy himself, Travis Kelce, who had 11 grabs, 116 yards, and that lone touchdown. Yeah, and you know, of course, there's not much nice to say about the Baltimore offense here, but they got some real dudes on the defense. Roquan, dog. Kyle Hamilton, dog. Like that whole team is just like full of guys. Like, I know he made a dumb play yesterday, or maybe he was a victim of one of those bad calls. I can't quite remember, but Kyle Vannoy, dog. Yeah, shout out him. He had some good years for the Patriots, and yeah, would have been cool to see him get a chip there. But yeah, they got some nice dudes on defense, and if they can run that defense back, they'll be right back there playing Kansas City next year. If they get Lamar a top end receiver, who's to say everyone talking about T. Higgins going to Kansas City? What if T. Higgins goes to fucking Baltimore? I don't know if there's like a prior history there where he really hates Baltimore or something. I know they're in the same division, so I don't know if there's been like, you know, any confrontations there, any heated games, but wouldn't that be something if, you know, T. Higgins is like, well, you know, oh, you're paying Jamar all this money, but you won't give me, you know, a contract? And he's like, all right, I'll go to Baltimore and I'll see you guys twice a year. And I'll tell them everything I know about your offense, you know. That could be scary. I mean, Zay Flowers is nice. Yeah, he's up and coming. He's not ready to be a number one yet, but he might have that day, you know, here in a year or two. But you throw in a guy like T. Higgins right there, that's going to elevate Zay Flowers and make that, getting to that number one, make that easier for him. So, I don't know, maybe look out for that. If Baltimore, you know, adds a running back too, they could add a running back, I would say. Would probably be pretty beneficial for them as well, a receiver and a running back there. Looks like they might have found their next tight end, and likely after Andrews. So, really rough loss for Baltimore. I feel for their fans, but still a ton to look forward there. Or look forward to there. Over in the NFC side, didn't catch much of the Lions versus the 49ers game. The Lions did come out really, really hot, though. You know, got those rushing touchdowns with three different guys. You know, but by the two-minute mark of the third quarter, they'd already squandered the 14-point lead they went into halftime with. And I personally had my own level of heartbreak with this game with the Lions fans. On my wager yesterday, I thought I had, and maybe I just remembered it different in my head. Maybe I knew I made it when I wagered it, and then maybe I just forgot it and switched it in my head. I don't know, but I thought my wager was Gibbs, Montgomery, McCaffrey, anytime touchdown, and Lions money line. And I really thought there for a minute I was just needing that Lions money line when I went to bed at some point in like the third quarter. And I checked FanDuel real quickly just to look at it, and then saw the X next to McCaffrey's name. I was like, what? Why? He scored. And I was like, what? And I looked better, and I don't know if I did it on purpose to juice the odds. Probably did. Scared money doesn't make money. Head ass. Put McCaffrey down for the first touchdown score, not any time. Which, yeah, the parlay wouldn't have been plus 9,000 odds. But it would have been, you know, plus probably 5,000 odds still. And I'd have just been sweating that money line. And I don't know. There's a lot of what ifs, you know. What if it's my fault that Detroit lost because I put the McCaffrey first touchdown instead of any time touchdown? You know, it's just, it's a lot to bear on your shoulders. I think all my sports gamblers know what I'm talking about here. Just that burden you bear when you go and bet on a team, because you know as soon as you bet on them, you're putting them at risk. You know, like you're like, I'm sorry to this fan base, but this is a sacrifice and a risk I'm willing to make for the both of us, for all of us. You know. Sports betting is so frustrating. Oh, fuck. So frustrating. But yeah, you know, I woke up and then saw that the Lions lost a close one. You know, and checked some stuff real quickly before I got the day going. And I saw a lot of people questioning, like, Dan Campbell as a coach and saying Kyle Shanahan outcoached him and stuff. Like, what did you expect? Kyle Shanahan should have outcoached him. There is that expectation. They were saying it like, oh, he got outcoached here, but just plain and simple. Like, yeah, it's his third year being a head coach. Kyle Shanahan's had how many chances? He's failed in positions like that how many times? He should know how to win those games. Like he should be getting outcoached in that situation. Like, that's, like, when you look at it in, like, a time, like, perspective, like, Shanahan's had his wins or had his losses and made his mistakes to get to that win. Campbell's got to make his mistakes to get to that win. Now maybe he'll learn a little bit better. He come back a little bit better next season. A lot of people acting like, oh, Detroit's never going to actually do anything until Dan Campbell's gone, blah, blah, blah. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, they were like 5-12, 9-8, and then 12-5 this year. Like, that, it's just disrespectful and idiotic, and I think very overreactionary. But congrats to the 49ers. I'm not near as disappointed to see them there as I am the Chiefs. I'm not really disappointed to see the 49ers there as I am disappointed to not see it be Detroit, because not only would that be cool just to see, like, a city like Detroit get the Super Bowl, and just the fans and just the whole, you know, thing. But it would have also been cool for the David versus Goliath thing going into the Super Bowl. Like, oh, it's the big bad Chiefs. You know, everybody wants to see them lose versus, you know, these crazy, you know, underdog Lions, which, granted, this year, are they really an underdog, or do they just have that kind of persona to them because they're the Lions? You could probably argue that back and forth, but either way, that's what I was, after the Chiefs won, that's kind of what I was hoping for, after it couldn't be Ravens Lions. But go 49ers. And good luck to the Lions next year. Good luck to Dan Campbell. Love him as a coach. Think he's awesome. I hope that just continues to go well for Detroit. And, you know, honestly, I think at the end of the day, though it was a heartbreaker, I don't think Detroit fans ultimately are going to be too heartbroken over it. Maybe while the game was going on, they probably were. But, like, waking up today and... Maybe not today, actually. Waking up like 3 weeks from now, Detroit fans are going to be like, you know, it was actually a pretty damn good year. 12-5, we won one playoff game, almost won the NFC Championship game. Like, that's progress and a mile right there for Detroit. So I think probably not tomorrow. But give it 2-3 weeks, and Detroit fans will be like, I'll take it. It was a damn good year, and I'm happy I got to see that, and I'm excited for next year, is where I think their fans will be. Moving forward, because I do still got to get to work. We're running out of time here. Over in the NBA, the Thunder blow a game to the Pistons, 120-104. Detroit got a lot of contributions from the whole team. Jalen Duran finished with 22 and 21, 6 assists, too. He'd been balling out. The Pacers win at home against the Grizzlies, 116-110. The Pacers also with a nice team effort here. They get 24 points and 7 boards out of Benedict Mathurin out off the bench. Atlanta survives at home against Toronto, 126-120-125. The Atlanta starters went off, all scoring almost 20 points, and just having a lot of other contributions statistically anyways. Trey finished with 30 points and 12 assists. The Magic beat the Suns, 113-98. Devin Booker continues his hot streak, scoring 44 points on 17 of 26 scoring. Paolo Banchero led the Magic with 26-7-8 with nice games also from Franz Wagner, Markelle Fultz, and Jalen Suggs. The Bulls beat the Trailblazers 104-96. Kobe White cashed my lone bet of the day and led the way with 15-9-6, but did shoot 1 of 9 from three. Andre Drummond had 15-7 in 17 minutes off the bench. Over in the NHL, the Blues went at home against the Kings 4-3. The Kraken defend home ice against the Blue Jackets 4-2. In men's college hoops, number 1 UConn beat Xavier 99-56. Number 2 Purdue beat Rutgers 68-60. Number 22 FAU beat North Texas 66-63. UAB fends off number 19 Memphis 97-88. And in the last game of the night, Nevada went on the road just to lose by 40 to number 25 New Mexico State 89-55. All right, jumping over to some women's hoops here real quick. Number 19 Virginia Tech beats number 22 Syracuse 75-62. Number 20 North Carolina lost to Virginia 81-66. Number 6 Stanford beat Arizona 96-64. NC State beat Boston College 82-61. Number 12 Ohio State beat Purdue 71-68. Number 13 Baylor beat Oklahoma State 72-60. Northwestern loses to Indiana at home, or Indiana loses at home to Northwestern, I should say, 100-59. Sheesh. Number 18 Louisville beats Pitt 77-58. Number 21 Creighton defeats Seton Hall 57-49. Number 1 South Carolina beats Vanderbilt 91-74. Number 3 Colorado beats 61 Oregon beat 61 Oregon. Number 3 Colorado beat Oregon 61-48. Washington upsets number 11 USC 62-59. Number 25 Oregon State beat Utah, number 16 Utah 91-66. Washington State upset number 2 UCLA 85-82. Number 23, Florida State gets the job done against Georgia Tech, 78-67. I almost forgot that was men's hoop for a couple seconds when I saw number 3 Colorado. I was like, oh, word? I was like, that's crazy. Yeah. As for the golf tournament, Mateo Pavon ended up winning that shit yesterday, so congrats to him. Yeah, Frenchman. You know, I was rooting for the Americans, but, yeah, cool. Whatever, you know. I guess that goes to show it's anyone's game, because after the first day, I don't think he was in the top 5 at all. Maybe he was. I'd have to scroll way up here and check these notes, and I don't have time to do that. jump into some quick wagers for the day. Of course, my parlay money line that I already got into that broke my heart did not hit. That was also going to be $1 to win $95 that I thought I was on track to win. That's why it was extra heartbreaking. Over on the first game, though, I did have a parlay. It was a live one that I used just so that I could get the free stream. Technically, quote-unquote free, air quotes. Plus, I had a little profit boost. Didn't hit it, of course, but I took the 51.5 over live, and that was right after both teams scored initially. I took the bait. I did it, and you know, I think I'm gonna try to learn a lesson from it. But we'll see. You know, it's the end of the year now, and I'll probably forget all my lessons by next year and learn them by the championship game next week again, just in time to still not have any money. but then I also, on that parlay, had Patrick Mahomes 3 passing touchdowns, because he already had the one. And then the Lamar Jackson alt-rushing line, 60 yards. He had 54, so it wasn't too far off. And if he'd have played like he should have, he'd have probably cashed that for me. So that was rough. And then apparently I took a small little tenth of a unit wager out on the Detroit money line at some point. I don't know what I did that. Oh, I did that probably to tune into the game, and I was like, well, fucking, I'm going to double down on Detroit here. Oh, man. Yep. So, over here, over on CISO's, cash, that is where we cast the loan bet of the day. First wager of the day was a parlay. Missed that one. That was Nelson Aguilar to get two catches. And that was the only leg we were missing. Just needed that catch because we had the Lamar Jackson alt rushing attempts at 8, and Isaiah Pacheco 3 receptions. And then had that another parlay on the next game with Christian McCaffrey plus 25 receiving yards, plus him to score a touchdown. And actually, it was a combined game or combined parlay between the two, with Lamar Jackson 50 rushing yards and to score a touchdown. That was, of course, missing Lamar's touchdown. And then I had on that free bet I had that I placed live actually on the show yesterday. Remembering that, did not cash. Sadly, was actually in a really good position too when I went to bed. I only needed like I think it was like 12 more yards or something like that, and he had like a quarter and a half to do it and did not do it. He didn't do it. And they scored like 14 points and he didn't do it. Oh man, sheesh, get a grip, Zach. But Kobe White saving the day, saving the bankroll from being pretty close to barren with an 8-unit payout there. So shout out to Kobe White. With his 4.5 assists. Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Sad day. But inevitably, we all knew it would come. And even if it wasn't this year, it was going to happen next year. And if not that year, the year after, it was going to happen. Pat Mahomes wasn't going to avoid the Super Bowl forever. So it is what it is. That wraps things up on this Monday morning. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube. Drop us that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You know the deal. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to make it a great week. Don't forget those resolutions you started the year off with. We're coming up on February. If you fell off during the month of January, hop back on before it's February. It's not too late. It's not too late. Let's keep getting better. Let's catch these bets. And keep it about ball.
Thank you for listening to Keep It About Ball. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube at ZBR Sports. And as always, thank you for listening and for your support.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.